It's more likely today than yesterday that people believe in encounters with actual aliens. I'm Dr. Fred. You're listening to another episode of Study, Grow, Know.
Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
You know, the subject of alien encounters is one that is either believed outright by the zealous or seriously questioned by the doubter, but the doubters seem to be becoming the minority these days. There are pools of people who warmly receive, and this is fascinating, they warmly receive whatever is stated by entities supposedly from other realms and dimensions and worlds. They receive it as truth. These individuals firmly believe that aliens are revealing themselves here to do us a huge favor. They're seen as altruistic and loving. Aliens, it is said, have been slowly revealing themselves to humanity in order to gain our trust. That's what we're told. They want to aid us through this very difficult period of our earthly history in order to bring us to a point of self-sufficiency and peace beyond wars, beyond hatred, and especially beyond the narrow-mindedness that is often revealed through a variety of religious endeavors. And many of these endeavors are simply described as legalistic. Sometimes people call them hateful. Now, of course, it goes without saying that in all cases, Christianity is the single most attacked religion on the face of the planet. It is usually described, interestingly enough, by aliens as being completely misunderstood. Therefore, it's misappropriated. People don't really understand Jesus, they tell us. They don't really understand the Bible, they say. They don't really understand what Christianity is. So a big part of why they're here is, interestingly enough, to correct the mistakes that we've supposedly made. Now, depending on the type of alien that's doing the teaching, Jesus either did exist, but his reputation was completely blown out of proportion, or he didn't exist and was merely a holographic image created by these higher beings in order to offer instruction to us. Now, some aliens, they speak a great deal about the use of holograms as instruments of instruction for the human race. And they say that these holograms, this is what we're being told, these holograms have been inserted into human history at various points. But in any case, the intended result is to denigrate Christianity, to cause the hearer, the human being, to doubt what they have always heard about Jesus and Christianity. That's interesting that people will question the Bible without mercy, in spite of any proof provided as to its veracity or lack thereof. However, and I find this fascinating, when an alien being, who, by the way, is never asked or expected to offer proof as to his real identity, when that alien being comes along and promotes the idea that Jesus was something else entirely, or that Christianity is merely the result of wishful thinking on the part of the original 12, these words alone seem to be sufficient enough to be accepted as truth by the people that are listening to them. They sit in awe of these beings, hanging on to every word. As messages are channeled through human beings to their audience, and the audience waits with bated breath for the newest revelation. Now, you can see many of these videos on YouTube, for instance. They're there. Just do a search for channeled messages or transmissions from aliens. Now, beyond this, what is equally troubling is that people tend to believe what Hollywood produces, either consciously or unconsciously. And I think part of that, if not a good part of it, is due to the fact that special effects have become so extraordinarily realistic these days. In our first chapter, or first series, first episode of this series, we discussed aspects of the movie Knowing, and that was starring Nicolas Cage as John, an astrophysicist who comes into possession of a sheet of paper that's filled with rows of numbers that seemingly make no sense at all. But John, being an astrophysicist, is able to break the code and begins to understand that major catastrophic events occurring on the planet Earth have either been simply known about or planned. Now, in either case, the aliens have wanted to gain the attention of certain chosen ones on planet Earth. The reason aliens have decided to interfere by contacting chosen individuals directly is so that they can answer the call to be taken to another Earth-like planet where life can begin all over again. And hopefully, that next time, all mistakes made on this planet will be left here to die with it. Now, the overwhelming question is, why would aliens be concerned at all with what occurs on this planet? The answer, though it's implied in the movie, is that these aliens either had a hand in creating what scientists call seeding, S-E-E-D-I-N-G, seeding life on this planet to begin with, or their continued existence is somehow connected to humanity's continued existence. It has an evolutionary thread throughout in which all life is interconnected. It could also be that the producers of the movie simply wanted to portray aliens as benevolent rather than malevolent. And you'll recall the history of alien movies and books since the early days of Hollywood. We learned that, by and large, aliens were seen as diabolical or even overtly evil. They came to this planet to destroy, to take over, to push us out. Think of the many movies from the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. Movies like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, The Day the Earth Stood Still, When Worlds Collide, The War of the Worlds, and a host of other movies that portrayed aliens as villains. Now, whether the movie had a supernatural, a scientific, or an extraterrestrial overtone purely, it was clear that whatever came to Earth, whether from underneath the sea or above the skies, did so with evil intentions. And movie serials as far back as the 30s featured Space Ranger Flash Gordon fighting Ming the Merciless. And in short, there was nothing good about alien life forms from these early days. Nothing good at all. But over the passing decades, malicious aliens continued to exist in Hollywood, but they also began to portray decidedly good qualities. Maybe their malevolence was just a cover. The Queen Alien in the Alien trilogy, starring Sigourney Weaver, was simply a mother out to protect her hatchlings, as it turns out. That mother had acid for blood and jaws that split skulls, but ultimately she was simply protecting what was hers and would stand for no interference from anything or anyone. Even humans will do that to protect their offspring. Now, alongside these movies, films like Star Wars and a rebooted Star Trek several times over made their way to the silver screens. These films showed that intelligent life forms existed beyond our solar planet, our solar system, and they were not always bad. In fact, in some ways, the bad was clearly delineated from the good. The Force, for instance, has become a phrase that's part of the vernacular of everyday language and mirrors what is taught within aspects of the New Age movement. Now, as time has marched onward, here we are in 2013, and aliens have become more human-like, with emotions, design, and obvious superior intelligence, if only we would trust their message. And to this end, aliens have taken on forms that we can understand and appreciate. They look more human. They stoop to our level in these movies so as not to frighten us. They simply want to be friends, or at least to gain our trust, so that we will be able to discern the intelligence and integrity of their plan. You know, it's kind of like parents who chide their children and even keep certain things hidden from them because of the child's inability to comprehend it. They're kids. They're just children. So how could they really understand the deep things in life? And in this way, aliens do what is necessary for our growth, though we fail at times, according to them, to truly comprehend why they do what they do. And as children who place their trust in parents, so too should we abandon doubt in order to trust the direction that the aliens seem to be taking us. Does it seem as if Paul's words in Corinthians are true about the fact that Satan disguises himself as an angel of light? ready to deceive? That's what these aliens are doing. And because of the fact that alien abductions, by their nature, are often harrowing for the individual abductee, leaving the abductee with severe trauma, aliens have attempted to portray themselves as doctors and scientists, simply doing what they have to do to achieve their purpose for humanity. Because of this, alien abductions have become much more readily accepted in many circles today. The fear factor that is usually involved in alien abductions is dissolving, and there are actually folks who seek to be abducted and have written books about their experience, even though it's petrified them in so many ways. Now, of course, alien abductions can be frightening, as much of the testimony from the abductees explains. However, since these aliens are now seen as physicians and scientists, what once was extremely fearful is now becoming much more passively accepted by human beings. In spite of all the movies that portray aliens as hellions from outer space out to destroy, there's never been a recorded incident of aliens attempting to do this on this planet that we know of. For the most part, aliens are seen as simply observing our planet and the situations that evolve. They're keeping an eye on things. They're portrayed as needing to step in when necessary to either correct things that may destroy the Earth if left unchecked, or to simply help us gain access to the next spiritual level. And it's the latter reason that is discussed most often today. Aliens are good and want only the best for humanity. And to this end, they endeavor to step in only when absolutely necessary to help us arrive to a spiritual plane that they themselves once stood at eons ago. They've far surpassed that, but they want to help us through it. And what we often mistake as malevolence, then, is in truth their way of helping us achieve. We mistake their help for hindrance, simply because it's taken so long to get to know them. Even in many cases of alien abductions, the tremendous fear experienced by the abductee is generally seen as an overreaction to the unknown. Many abductees speak of being immobilized and completely unable to move, yet able to feel things acutely while hearing, through telepathy, the thoughts of their alien abductors. Imagine being literally yanked out of your bed and into a place that appears to be cold, sterile, and alien while being poked and prodded by alien creatures and having no ability to do anything about it. That would be enough to cause any normal human being to become carried away with abject fear. These types of situations, whether real or whether they're happening in the mind's eye, are so intense and therefore so completely realistic and altogether unknown that people react in fear. Since the abductee has no frame of reference for the event, fear speaks loudly and clearly. And of course, the fear of future unknown also plays a part in these abductions. What's the intent of these aliens? Are they friendly? How is that measured with beings that show little to no emotion? What will they do once the examination is completed? Will I be different? Will I remember this event? Will I be affected by it? Will I have nightmares that are so vivid as the event itself over and over again? Will they return to abduct me again? All these questions speed through the mind of the abductee with no corresponding answer. At the very least, it leaves the abductee unnerved and vulnerable. At worst, it creates an abductee who becomes schizophrenic. Now, if history tells us anything, we can clearly see that alien abductions have become more normalized in society today and happen more often. According to the people that have supposedly been abducted, we realize that over many decades, alien abductions, like out-of-body experiences, have taken on a sense of credibility that was lacking when they first began to be reported in the United States. Now, what's interesting is that the people are accepting them more and more as normal. And we have to wonder, why is Satan doing this? Why is the enemy ramping things up? Well, that's our show for today. Thank you so much for joining me. And I pray until we meet again that God would open your eyes to show you how blessed you are.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.